Title: The Curse of Overthinking, A Life Analyzed. In the quiet of the night, as the world settled into darkness, I found myself wanting to discuss a phenomenon that had plagued my existence for as long as I could remember: overthinking. It's a peculiar state of mind, one that renders me unable to simply listen to someone without dissecting every aspect of their communication. There are moments when people engage with me, and it's as though I'm not just hearing their words, but I'm observing the nuances of their body language, the rhythm of their blinking eyes, and the cadence of their speech. It's a continuous process that plays out in my mind, a simultaneous dance between understanding their words and contemplating a myriad of other thoughts. Overthinking is my constant companion, an unwelcome guest that resides in my mind regardless of the time or place. It haunts me from the moment I wake up in the morning to my daily routine at work, and even now, as I pour my thoughts onto these pages. I've come to accept that it's an integral part of who I am, something I cannot simply shut off. Yet, I don't consider myself crazy. In fact, I believe that overthinking has its merits, though it can sometimes become a double-edged sword. For instance, if I were to describe the simple act of walking to the door, I could break down every thought that crosses my mind. I would anticipate every step from rising from my seat to reaching for the doorknob, pulling the door open, stepping into the hallway, and closing the door gently behind me. It's a meticulous mental process, one that allows me to predict my actions with precision. Overthinking, at times, provides me with a sense of control that others may not comprehend. However, it's not always so straightforward. Overthinking can be overwhelming, like a torrent of thoughts cascading at a dizzying pace. It's akin to trying to focus on a single thread in a tapestry of ideas, all vying for my attention. It's a ceaseless whirlwind of contemplation that I cannot escape. Recently, during a conversation with a longtime friend, I broached the subject of my incessant overthinking and its pervasive impact on my daily life. She asked me how it felt to analyze people so intensely, to scrutinize them from head to toe, and to delve deep into their thoughts while conversing. Her question struck a chord with me, and I realized that I had never truly articulated the experience. I explained to her that it feels like a unique ability to decipher the hidden facets of human interaction. It's as if I possess an innate radar for detecting lies, hidden motives, and unspoken emotions. I can often sense the sincerity or insincerity in a person's words, even when their expressions remain unchanged. It's a strange and eerie feeling to perceive what lies beneath the surface of their words, to anticipate the direction of a conversation before it unfolds. As I engage with people, my focus can become so intense that I lose myself in the intricate web of their thoughts and intentions. I recall an incident during a conference where a gentleman across the table said something unexpected. Without realizing it, I had fixated on him, dissecting his every word and gesture. It took the forceful intervention of a friend, who slammed his hand on the table, to snap me out of my trance. The room erupted in laughter, but I knew that my overthinking had once again taken control. At times, I view this constant state of overthinking as a curse. It's an intrinsic part of my being, a facet of my identity that I cannot escape. I don't believe there is a cure for overthinking, only strategies to manage it. I've accepted that it's how I'm wired, and it's a characteristic that will accompany me throughout my life. Yet, there are challenges that come with overthinking. People who don't experience it firsthand often misunderstand the intensity of the constant mental chatter. They may gossip behind your back, oblivious to the fact that you can sense their thoughts and intentions. Overthinking can be isolating, as few can truly comprehend the complex labyrinth of thoughts that constantly occupy your mind. The most challenging aspect of living with overthinking is the desire to simply switch it off. I yearn for moments of respite when I can experience life without the relentless stream of thoughts. It's a daily struggle, not knowing what each day will bring and how my overthinking will color my experiences. The uncertainty can be overwhelming, making it difficult to navigate the world like others do effortlessly. When someone expresses a desire to get inside someone's head, I can't help but smile wryly. I know all too well that delving into the depths of another person's mind is a labyrinthine journey. It's a place where you can decipher the unspoken truths, but it's also a realm of chaos, where thoughts collide and compete for attention. Skeptics may dismiss my claims as fabricated, but I can attest to the validity of my experiences. If you observe people closely enough, you can discern the flaws, the inconsistencies, and the falsehoods in their behavior. It's a skill that has been honed by a lifetime of overthinking, and while it can be unsettling, it has its moments of clarity and understanding. In the end, overthinking is both a blessing and a burden, a unique lens through which I view the world. It's a perpetual dance between insight and turmoil, a journey that I have come to accept as an integral part of who I am. While it may be difficult for others to grasp the intricacies of overthinking, it remains a defining aspect of my existence, a constant companion on this ever-unfolding journey called life.